We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Real people,
real celebrities,
real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club, and we have a special guest in the building that I am surprised came up here.
And I respect and admire her for this, Miss Sierra.
Cece.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I'm really, really disappointed this morning.
Why?
Because Charlamagne is not here.
That's right. Well, let's set the record straight. She wanted to come when Charlamagne was here, but Charlamagne
I
had
wanted
to, be in LA.
To, yeah. I think we can all say to the world that the reason why Charlamagne gives me such a hard time is because he's scared of me.
Right.
That's why he's not here this morning.
It's a Napoleon complex thing, too, I believe.
Now I know what it is. Yeah. So, because I kept trying to figure it out to save the life. I'm like, what is it, Charlamagne? What? I wish he was here so I could look at him and say it to him. What is it? But now I know it's because he's scared of me.
I
heard you wrote the song I Bet about Charlamagne. So.
You know what? I didn't have the opportunity to write about him because the topic doesn't quite work with him. Mm-hmm. You know, but hey, I don't know.
Well, congratulations, though, on the success of I Bet.
Thank you.
You know, I was with my girls the other day. One of them just went through a breakup. And she goes, this song, and she got really passionate. She was like, this song is all about me. And I know she wrote this song just about me. And I know a lot of women feel like that when they hear that song.
That song is for every girl and even some guys in the world. You know, I think that's one of those topics that everyone can relate to. We've all been there before. We've all had an experience where you're like, you know, maybe a few experiences where you're like, I bet you start loving me, you know, when I keep it moving and, you know, get with someone better. But it's just, I think it's a song for everyone. It's really beyond me too, in a sense, but it's so great when I hear so many women and, you know, people talk about how the song inspires them, and you would hope that music could do that, you know, give you some strength and encouragement to keep it moving when you need to.
Now, yep. Can we talk? Let's start from the beginning because we haven't seen you in a long time.
Yep, it's been a while.
It's been a long time. Last time I seen you, you was just learning how to cook. That's how long ago it was. So,
was I learning how to, or was I talking about more than I could do?
Talking about more than you can
okay.
do.
Okay.
Right. So now, last time we seen you, you were dating Future. And what happened with Future? I know you guys had a baby. Everything was so great. It was so lovely. You were so happy. And then.
It clearly didn't work out. But I have the greatest gift, the greatest joy of my life is my son. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I feel like everything in life happens for a reason. And, you know, my son has been the greatest gift that God has given me in my life and mm-hmm. been the most game-changing thing that's happened to my life in a necessary way. So, you know, I mean, that's pretty much what happened.
What didn't work out? What happened? What was
so bad? You know,
I can't really
break all that down, mm-hmm. You know, because I don't even think it really matters, to mm-hmm. tell you the truth, you know, especially, again, when the ending is as great as it is mm-hmm. with my son. You know, that's what worked out. My son.
Are you guys still cool?
Yeah, we're cool. We can cool.
We have
a child together. You mm-hmm. know, and I think as a parent, it's important to be able to communicate, even if you don't talk. You know, we don't talk every day. There's no need to, but you know, my son is, you know, clearly the connection between he and I. And as parents, I think it's important to be able to communicate. So. Mm-hmm. I like to stay happy, and I like to live life light and make the best of life. And I think that when you carry a certain kind of energy, or if you have like a funky energy that you hold on within yourself, mm-hmm. you just can't grow and you can't really like move how you need to. Mm-hmm. So for me, I just like to be happy and cool with pretty much everybody,
right.
you know, and that's just pretty much it.
It's always a lesson learned too. When you're in a relationship and things don't work out and you look back and you say, okay, next time I know when this and this happens, it's probably time for me to.
Oh, you live and you learn. Mm-hmm. I mean, my son has given me so much clarity, mm-hmm. you know, especially now now I feel like I'm full on woman. You know, you don't really understand what that really means until a few things happen to you in life. But my son has totally given me so much clarity mm-hmm. and I couldn't be any more clear than I've needed to be, like mm-hmm. needed to be. And, you know, I definitely know a lot of things that I don't want. I really know, you know, and right. I'm clear about recognizing them when I see them. And I know a lot of things that I do want that I really hope for. Mm-hmm. And I won't move or budge until I get it. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of what happened with my son. You know, he really kind of made me. He makes me like I have to make the right decisions.
Right, because you're living that just for yourself.
You're
living
yeah,
for
you're like I can't be up here like oh well, you know, if an accident happens, it happens.
Nah.
You know, no, you're like I gotta kind of be for sure with things right. that I do. And I mean, even down to business decisions, like everything that I do affects him. I always say, I'm like, baby gotta eat, and baby ain't cheap.
Right.
So I got to make sure I'm making the best decisions mm-hmm. I can possibly make to make the universe right for him.
Right.
And then, of course, for me, too. But, you know, he just really is the force. He's the reason why for me. Like, you know, I've always wanted to be successful, but my son now just takes it to a whole nother level. It's like I really have to go out here and bust my butt and get it right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, and I just got to make the best decisions I can make.
It has been a while since you've been on tour and everything, too.
Yeah.
So this is different for you.
It has.
Years.
It's been pretty much six years plus since I've been on the road. Mm-hmm. It's exciting. You know, I'm honestly in such a happy place right now.
You take him on the road?
I do. Mm-hmm. He's probably been like 16 countries so far.
Yeah.
His passport is way
passport
more
baby.
Loaded. Yeah, I'm a military baby. So when mm-hmm. I was young, I traveled with my dad, you know, because he got stationed in different places. Mm-hmm. But his passport is crushing my passport game that I had when I was a baby from moving around. And he's just loaded. He's just stacking up the stamps. But it's so funny because you realize how powerful the tongue is. Because when I was younger, I would say, if I had a child, I want them to see the world.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I am able to take my son everywhere with me and mm-hmm. you know, when he can really comprehend what's going on, I can really break it down
to
him.
Right now, he don't know.
He just rolling. I'm right. like, I wonder what life looks like from his perspective, because you're rolling through a different airport. There's so many lights. Then you're going in a different place. Like you can really feel the differences. I think even if you mm-hmm. can't know, if you don't know what's going on, you still kind of feel you're moving.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's kind of just like, I just hope that I can continue to do that, and mm-hmm. he'll be able to be really conditioned for the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm like, I'm from Decatur, Georgia. You mm-hmm. know, and in a sense, being a military baby helped me out so much, because I was able to like adjust to any different race, culture. Like no one was, we're all the same. No
right.
matter what color, I look at world from like the most broad perspective because of that. And so for me, it's important that my son sees it the same way. Like he should be able to adjust no matter where he is mm-hmm. and be like, okay, I'm cool. I can move around. I can shake and bake no matter what.
Shake and bake.
Yeah, you know, so.
Now when it's time to date another guy, right?
Uh-huh.
now how long till you introduce him to your son?
You know what? I think it's just all about when it feels right.
Because
right.
you look like, you know what? You look like you fall in love fast. Do you fall in love fast?
You know what? In the, Let me think about what I'm gonna say before I say it. You know, I think it's just about going with the flow. Mm-hmm. I used to be a person that was really, really like trying to be super hard. Like I would darn near date for like almost a year before even going to the next place. You know, at points. And so, for me, I think with life, you learn that you can't take things. You can't really call it. Like, right. You don't know what a situation is going to be. You can take a year, or you can take 6 months, or you can take two. Mm-hmm. My dad met my mom after 9 days after knowing my mom, they were married, and they've been together for 31 years.
Wow.
So
you never know.
You never know. I'm not going to put a time limit on when and when I can't do something, you know, and I've been experimenting over life, clearly, and I'm still trying to figure it all out. And so I can't really call.
Would you still date a guy in the industry?
You know, never say never. But I do
never.
I do think that you know, you gotta gotta switch it up a little bit.
Dating a guy who has kids by multiple different women. Now people were very critical because they saw you. And
you got a lot of flack for that.
You caught a lot of flack for that. Uh-huh. Did you feel like that should have been like a, well, maybe this is not the ideal?
You know
situation.
What? I'm human. You know, and I went with love in that situation. Mm. So. In that situation, I think that, you know, you can be with someone that has no kids and can be the biggest jerk in the world.
Right.
You can be with someone that's super wealthy and can be the biggest jerk in the world. So does it make them any different than the one that doesn't have as much or who doesn't have as many kids? Or you can't really call it, you know. And I mean, at the end of the day, I roll with love. And, you know, my son's father, you know, I really believe had the greatest intentions to love me. And so, and it was a beautiful thing came from that. So, you know. That's just kind of how I see it. You know, you can't really call it, you know.
Are you still in contact since they're all siblings? Like, are you like, okay, let's get the kids together? Or
hell no.
I mean, they are siblings.
You know, I'm really focused on raising my son right now.
That's,
you know,
hell and, no. That's and,
my and being my the best mom I can be, right. You know. There is one mom, though, of the kids that I really got along with very well. And so, you know, when I see her, we definitely still get along really good, you know. And, it's all about the kids anyways,
right.
You know, so truthfully, it's just like whatever, you know, whatever's the right thing to do, whenever the situation calls for it, you just do it,
but
you know.
But you kept your life, usually, your personal life, real secretive.
Like, I did.
No matter who you were dating, it was very quiet. That was the only one that I
but
ever
I
seen public.
But I have to say, and with this breakup, though, and then putting out a song like I Bet, because the first thing we thought, right, was, is Sierra going to address this in her music? You know, because it was like, you know, I'm sure it was really difficult for you. You had a baby, you were engaged, it was all very public. And then it was over. And so we were like, is she going to address this in her music? Then you put out I Bet. And it was kind of like there's a connection because now we can imagine, you know, ourselves going through the same things that Sierra goes through.
Well, you know what? On this album, on Jackie, this new chapter of my life is really about being expressive. Mm-hmm. And it's about really allowing myself to be vulnerable because I believe it's healthy to be vulnerable. I think that when you allow yourself to, like, you know, be in touch with your rawest moment, you kind of really find, you really develop character that way. So, and I think that as I've been, you know, been very blessed to be on my sixth album and going on like 13 years now, I think it's important that people get to really know me and know my voice. And, you know, I've been experimenting with things over the years, but I feel like people haven't really gotten a chance to know me. And, you know, you get to that comfortable place as a woman where you're like, you know, I am who I am. Like,
right.
You start to really get comfortable with yourself. You're like, this is me. You know, I'd rather be comfortable with just being me and not trying to please people. And, you know, on this album, I really wanted for people to connect to me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I Bet it's inspired from my experiences, in a sense, in life. And, you know, it was one of those songs that really stood out because it was just so real, you know. So, you know, beyond my current situation or, you know, this most recent situation, this is like a life story, you know. And so it's kind of like, you know, it's really for everyone. And you know, and I think it's really great, though, when people do connect to music, because that's what music it's supposed to be. It's about being able to inspire people and being able to maybe help someone or, you know, touch someone. And I think music can't be any more powerful than that when you do that. And so on this album, you know, I am expressive, and you get to like there's a song I have dedicated to my son, you know, but also it's beyond my son. I think everyone can relate to it and get something from it. But I want to take people on a journey with me as, you know, just to hear my voice and where I am right now and my whole new chapter of life. Like, it's just a whole different thing happening with me. And what better way than to express it than through music? You know, so.
Now, yeah. Now, your album's name is Jackie.
Yes.
That's your mom's name.
That's my mom's
name.
Why'd
you name it Jackie?
Well, you know what? It just felt right. You know, again, this new chapter, it really marks a special time for me. And me being a mom is the most beautiful thing in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know why I want to get emotional right now, but I can't even, I mean, it's honestly been the greatest joy of my life having my son.
And, what's been the best thing so far about your son? What's been your
goodness.
Favorite moment?
You know what? He is funny. He just does so much. Of course, saying mama was so mama. Sweet. We were in Australia, actually.
Did he say mama first or dada first?
He said dad first.
I know he was mad,
but that was a natural vowel that babies say, okay?
It's easier.
I researched it. They said all babies say okay. So, but yeah, he said mama. That was really sweet. Him crawling was really cute. Because my baby, he's 30 pounds. Like he's been 30 pounds. He's been riding this weight for like the past 3 or 4
That's
months.
A big baby.
He's been he's huge.
What you feeding him?
It's that breast milk.
You know what? It's them Similac burgers. You know, it's the fries on the side. You know, we from the South, so every now and then he gets a few black eyed peas and a few, when we having the family gatherings.
That's
we,
Jackie,
and we
that's
don't pull back.
Right there,
that
that
is.
You're not supposed to give them.
That's exactly.
What
it's so wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm working on it. I'm cleaning it up. I'm like. My baby's going to know too much before he's one. He's going to be like, yeah, you know, I've had candy yams and I've had mac and cheese. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Grandma
but,
that.
Yeah. I know. But yeah, what were we saying? Where were you? What was I saying? Where were you?
The greatest thing about the baby.
Yeah, so that also, of course, he can now stand up and hold up. He's ready to take the steps and he moves your hands away so he can just hold up, which
right,
is so
gotcha.
Cute. He can say dog. He's went swimming. I took him swimming for infant aquatic survival classes at 7 months.
Oh, man.
And that was
better than me already.
Oh, no. Let me tell you, it was so much fun. I'm so, so happy I did it. And you don't realize how that is the number one leading cause of deaths in infants. And you realize how important it is that they are familiar with the water and how they need to know how to respond if they fall in the water. And
man, my parents never taught me that. You think they don't really care?
They definitely care about you.
Well, you turned out all right. A little crazy, but not way. No, but I mean, it's moments like that, you know, where you just see them like learning and developing and growing. And, you know, he's really funny. He loves laughing. And I mean, it's just so many things that really, you know, they're the highlight of my days and, you know, and my day. You can't even really pick one thing. It's just everything you see them doing just brings a light to your face. When he first smiled, you know, that was the sweetest thing. Because, you know, the first few months, they're kind of like, they're there.
Did he pee on you yet?
He did.
Okay.
Oh, let me tell you what happened.
Sure.
This might be really bad to say, but I had a really fun moment where I was changing his diaper. And I look, you know how you're holding them, they're there. And it was like, he's probably like 3 or 4 months. And he was like, ah, you know, crying. Mm-hmm. I was reaching down. And all of a sudden, I hear, ah, ah, like this, right? And I look up. He was peeing in his face. Because you know how you hold the legs up?
Right.
You
wow.
hold the diaper. And
so
I literally, I had the legs up.
So
and then, yeah. And I looked, I literally was going for 2 seconds.
Right.
Like, any mom will tell you that you know in 2 seconds anything can happen.
Oh, man.
Legs up. And I looked up. I was like, yo.
They got put him in them swimming classes.
He peed on himself. I got 4
oh,
kids.
It's
none
so
of my kids
bad.
Didn't pee on themselves.
You know what?
That's
it
disgusting.
Did happen. It is.
It don't happen.
No,
did
it
fall,
does.
Did he fall off the bed yet?
Holding the legs up to put the diaper underneath. No, he is not. And I'm not. Please do not say that.
He's going to scare the hell out of you.
You know what?
Happened
now
to?
You're making me feel like I should lower my bed. My bed is really high.
You shouldn't have him in the bed.
No, you know what? I mean, here's the deal.
And he's gonna go. But
I'm gonna tell you this. Do you barricade your baby in?
Yeah,
yes, I do.
With all the pillows.
I do with the pillows around. I do all that.
Well, here's my rule. Okay. I barricade my baby in, right? Because I know, being that I travel, you know, my baby sleeps with me a good bit.
Right.
You know, I have them bring the cribs in, but the crib never really works
never
out.
Works, nah.
He's my teddy bear, you know, so I can't really like let him be, you know, in the crib too long without me and without him. I basically have a rule. Like if I have to, you know, step away somewhere, I'll have someone stand there. Like,
okay.
You know, so I'm very, very, very mindful of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I can't tell you the other crazy details but of things that I do, but I make sure that my baby is not really in that bed by himself.
Okay.
Ever.
Okay.
Oh.
I multitask. I can do three things
right,
at one time.
Right. I'm going to tell you a last baby story. You know, when I had my first daughter, this is what made me want a second kid so fast. I had a penny on the floor.
Okay.
And my daughter was a crawler. Grabbed the penny, threw it in the mouth.
No freaking way.
I cried. I thought my life was over. I called 911. What's your emergency? My daughter's got a little penny. I'm crying, bawling. They're like, sir, can she breathe? I'm like, yes. They was like, it's fine. She swallowed the penny. It'll probably come out in the doodle.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, she's going to die. Send an ambulance. And they wouldn't send an ambulance. As long as she's breathing, she's all right. So I had to check the doodle for the last for the next four Pampers to see if the penny was in there. But it finally came through. So
good luck, penny.
Good luck, penny. I still got that penny. I still, you want to see it? No, I'm just kidding.
So it's all right. The moral to the story is that they're going to always poop it out.
That's right. But I don't know about that.
Everyone poop.
Now let's talk about JD. Yeah, yeah. JD recently said that your song, I Bet, is a ripoff of an Usher song he produced.
Got it bad.
Now,
I think he actually corrected that statement.
No, he did.
Yeah, he did. I didn't get to see the whole thing, but I think he actually kind of said something to kind of
you and JD ain't cool.
Clarity.
Cool.
We are cool. Oh, okay. You know, Jermaine is cool, but Jermaine's an expressive person.
Because like, he just came to you.
Jermaine's
then, like,
always been expressive over the years. Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't. You know, really, guys, right? Like, that's the last one thing about having a baby. You really don't care about a lot of stuff.
You don't care about ish.
You don't. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, he's happy.
Like,
I'm
okay,
good.
The baby's crying.
Yeah, you're like, okay, yeah. They said what now? Oh, okay, cool. All right, well, so what we're going to do is on this next video, we're gonna, you know, you just, you really don't mm-hmm. really have time to sweat stuff, mm-hmm. you know, and, but yeah, Jermaine, if Jermaine walked in the door right now, we could hug each other, so he's an expressive person, you
gotcha.
Know.
I've never understood, and I tell this to Charlamagne, too, when he's here, what is the problem that people have with Ciara? Because you've always seemed like a very nice, humble person.
Uh-huh.
I've always been a fan of Ciara's music from early on.
Thank you.
Even, and you always have like the hit songs that come out in the videos. I'm like, she's a great entertainer. She's a great performer as well. And then I see people like going at you. Like Tamar Braxton was like, what is Ciara singing this hard for? And I was like, I didn't know y'all didn't.
I think she corrected that too. I did see that, which mm-hmm. is so funny. And I don't know what she was trying to say, but I mean, if she was trying to say something crazy, I really don't care.
Right.
But you know, I do think that, because every time I've seen Tamar, it's always been love, too. So, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what people be trying to say. You know, I think,
you
know what happens is.
You can't cry on TV saying people are bullying you when you go at somebody else. You can't do that.
Well, you know what's so funny? Again, I saw she was saying that she wasn't trying to say something bad about it. So, I don't know what her intention was with that. You know,
okay.
I'm going to take it as she wasn't trying to do anything mm-hmm. funny. And she
I got
was,
something you could say that.
She was being
yeah,
sincere.
Don't do that.
I'm going to take it she was being sincere with her positive, you know, statement that she said after people were, you know, assuming things.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to say?
You always keep it really positive, though. I feel like
you
I
have
don't
to.
Really
you know what it is?
Go back at anybody, but sometimes.
Man, because you know what?
Jazz.
I mean, I will speak when I feel it. You know, I've spoken before. You know, I think it's just. When we're in music, to me, music is like one of the most powerful and one of the most positive things in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that that's just the energy you got to kick with it. Like, you know, when I run across my peers, you know, I feel like it should always be all love because we're very blessed to be some of the few people doing this that actually get to do it in front of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I like to roll with that energy. You know, I don't like to get into the high schoolness of it because there can be a high school part of this. You know, where people can click up or people can be, you know, you can kind of feel an energy. You're like, I'm not really on that. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm my own clique. You know, I'm happy with my clique. I love my team. You know, and I don't know. I just like to make the best of it. Like,
who do you consider to be friends, like, out of your peers?
Out of my peers, my closest friends?
Mm-hmm.
To be quite honest with you, there's really only one that is professionally known, and that's Lala.
Mm-hmm.
I've known her for, I don't know, probably however many years now. And my other closest friend in the music industry, but isn't, you know, famous, is my makeup artist and best friend, Yolanda, who I've known since I was 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm pretty consistent with those ladies, you know, in reference to
their. But I find it surprising that other female singers, you don't find, like, people that you're like, okay, that's my homegirl.
Well, you know, I do have people I get along with, though, now, but in reference mm-hmm. to my closest friends who I, you know, really talk to every day about, like, super-duper deep stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, those are my two closest girls. And, of course, like, girls like Kelly, I love her. She's so sweet. Me and her get along very well. And our babies are kind of growing up around the same time, you know, time here. So it's going to be really fun to see our babies grow. There's also like women like Janelle Monae, who I don't talk to her at all on the phone, but every time I see her, you know, it's always love. You know, yeah, one of my friends actually is an actress, Lily Collins,
mm-hmm.
And she's super sweet. You know, but to be honest with you, you know, again, my two people I talk to every day, I can name like probably, I don't know how many girls, like pretty much every girl I get along from my perspective
right.
and my experience, I get along with. When we see each other, it's always love. So,
but it's not
you know,
anybody that you feel like you have a deep friendship.
Yeah, not deep, where we right. talk every day about, you know, super duper details. Like, my friend circle is really small, and I like it that way. You know, but I do like getting along with the girls. Like, I'm a girl's girl. So when we're doing events or we have to do, like, you know, Like there was a Stand Up to Cancer event where all of us girls got together and sang for something, you know, Beyonce, Mariah, myself, Taylor Swift, whoever it is. It's fun when we all get along mm-hmm. and we always show love. Now that I do have, I feel like with pretty much every girl for the most part. Yeah.
Now I looked at it says that your dad, you hired him as your nanny.
Yeah.
So why your dad and not mommy now?
You know what?
My nanny.
You know what it is my son, he roves with me all the time and it's so much girls around that I want to make sure that there is a man hand in the mix.
Yeah.
And that worked out perfectly because my dad really loves kids and my dad was an amazing father to me. Mm-hmm. So I thought it would be awesome for him to be there. And I had did like 20 meetings like with nannies and it literally was like, nope, next, nope, next, nope. You know, and so I was like, this is really complicated. Like, it's not as easy as I want it to be. And I was like, you know what? The male thing is important to me. And so my dad was perfect for the job.
And you don't need a nanny and with your dad.
No, you know what? I don't. I have some, but I don't need it. You know, and it's worked out perfectly for me. I mean, at some point, you know, my dad's going to have to kind of just really fall into the grandpa lane, mm-hmm. you know, when there's a guy in the mix. But for now, it works out easily.
How, do you mind, like, does Future see your son without you there? Because I know some mothers are very, like,
yeah, you know, he actually was just with his grandmother and his dad the other day, and his family, his brothers and sisters and stuff. And that makes me so happy, you know, because he gets to, like with me, he rolls solo. So he knows just like that kind of environment. But it's great when he gets to be around other kids and mm-hmm. his family and get that energy and all of them treating him like the little brother. And so, yeah.
You probably call every 5 minutes, like, what's he doing now?
No, you know, I don't. You know, I did check in, you know, just to say, how's it going? Because I was flying. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to make, I always have this thing, like, before I fly, because I haven't really flown without him that much, mm-hmm. that I get to check in and say, you know, how's my little juicy man? You know, what's he doing?
Little juicy man?
Yeah, my juicy man. And so I want to know, yeah, because he's big. Okay. He's my juicy man. So I want to check on him and see how he is, you know, and see what funny things are happening, because he really is funny, like, you know. And it's just for that reason. Like, I do think it's important for people to have their space, too, you know, and,
right.
and you know, have their moment, too. So, yeah.
Now back to the last album. When the first week sales came out last week.
Yep.
Charlamagne, who's not here, gave you the 21 gun salute.
Okay. And what is that when they say bye-bye?
That's what he tried to say.
Okay.
He tried to say
well, clearly
bye-bye.
That didn't work.
Now,
okay.
Now, how did you feel with your last album's sales?
You know what? I was, first and foremost, I was very proud of that album. I was really, really proud of the body of work. You know, we didn't mm-hmm. get to promote it all the way. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the album was necessary for me being back on Epic, mm-hmm. You know, and being back with L.A. It mm-hmm. was just, it was important to get everything started and rolling. And the system was still new. Even for L.A., it was new. And you know, I don't know. I'm really proud of that body of work. So, you know, even if it didn't sell, you know, tons of records, mm-hmm. yeah, I'm still proud of it, you mm-hmm. know, and thankful for the opportunity, you know, and so that's how I see it.
And certain things, like I'm sure if you would have went on tour. And
I think that, you know what, everything, one thing totally is like, it's like a domino effect, you mm-hmm. know. If you don't have certain things set up around it, you know, it does make it more challenging. And, you know, I think the reality is for me is that I feel like I'm now getting my rhythm back, you know, from what people always may have, you know, from how from when I first started. Like I was able to keep it moving and moving and moving. And now we're finally getting some of the things that are necessary mm-hmm. To support the music that allow you to really promote it and keep the whole journey going. Because as we know, you know, this new day, it's a bit more challenging. It's a bit more, you have to work even harder, right. You know, I think to really, you know, to sell records and, mm-hmm. you know, who knows what happens when my album comes out this go around, you know. I'm very, very confident in the body of work. I feel like it's my best body of work to date. And I can stand on that, you know. And I'm excited because I do have my tour happening, right. Which is going to be fun because I get to present the music how I want to, you right. know. And I think if you can do everything you want to do, your job is done, you know. Now, don't get me wrong. I want to be successful. So, you know, I'm not going to be like, oh, you know, I can't see it going any other way than up anyways, to be honest, because I believe the body of work really speaks for itself, mm-hmm. You know, so I don't know. I mean, I'm
with the last album, you put out 3 singles, the last album, right?
Yep.
The first two didn't connect.
Yes.
Why was that? Because I didn't like the
first
two.
Well, you know, it's so funny.
It didn't sound Sierra-ish.
Well, you know, it's so funny.
Body did. The first
you
two.
Can go, you know, give me that. I'm not, what, not give me that. What was it? What's the song?
Remember the song.
Yes, I can. Got me good.
Got me good.
I said, right. Give me that because it's a tempo. It made me think mm-hmm. about whatever. So Got Me Good. I love that song. And I love that video. And it didn't work. But it's okay.
Now, that was your style? Or did somebody say, you know what, let's try it?
No, I was trying my stuff.
Okay, all right.
You know, and even with Sweat. Sweat was a jam. Mm-hmm. Do not get it twisted. If we, I think that if we would have sat with that record a little bit longer.
I don't know.
It would have been cracking in the club.
I don't know. Body had but girls either in way, the doing a dance.
You
like,
know
body
what?
Body Sierra.
You try some, you lose. You might win. You win some, you lose some. I didn't. The first two didn't work.
Right. Okay.
But Sorry actually worked good too, though, for what it was. That song actually performed very well. We just, you know, just for the tempo train, it just was taking a longer time. Mm-hmm. But it was showing to be something that people were liking and connecting to. But
your videos are always really important to your songs too, just because you are an entertainer, dancer. Everybody always wants to see Sierra dance.
Yay! Thank you. You know what it is? It is about just completing your story. I think more than anything, it's like. You know, the visual is about bringing more life to the song. Mm-hmm. And you just hope to have the best song first and foremost so mm-hmm. that when you give the visual, it does take it to the next place. Body Party, of course, was a very special song. And then we didn't really have everything, you know, as lined up, you know, to continue on at that time period. And then, of course, then I had my baby.
You was in love at that time.
You know?
So you didn't care about music.
Oh, no,
time.
Baby, I care. Let me tell you one thing
Cece
about me.
Love.
I'm going to tell you this right here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to always be focused. Mm. A man in my life has to respect that and understand that. Mm. Man will never stop me from living my dream. And man will never get in the way of me doing anything that pertains to my work. So I can be all in love and all that stuff, but I'm going to be focused. No. So that doesn't change a thing. But I am very happy that for the first time in my life, in reference to being in the music world and working so hard, that I took a moment to live my life.
Okay.
And, like, I carved out 2 months to be just mom after I had my son because I knew I can get that time back. And those moments to me were the most important for me mentally because, you know, you just work, 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 work. That's all you know. And then it's like, okay, but what am I working for? Mm-hmm. So now with my son, I got more purpose. Okay.
Did your body jump right back? Did it snap right back or you had to work?
I had to work my butt off and I was running like a zombie.
How bad
I was literally like,
was it really bad? Like,
oh no, it was hardcore. I trained like 2 to 3 times a day.
Yeesh.
Yeah. And I would literally, and I was on a mission because.
You only weighed 50 pounds.
No, I gained 60 more pounds. I gained 60 pounds.
Yeeks.
Yeah. And I was like, it's a lot. And I was talking to my obstetrician and I was like, okay, so. When can I get in the gym? Because I couldn't wait. Like, I was like, I'm going to enjoy this whole, like, comfortable, you know, 60-pound life. Because 60-pound life, you can eat anything you want
right.
to.
Right.
Burgers, cheese,
you
french fries.
There's not too many pictures of you wearing.
Oh, no. I was wearing them big T-shirts for a long time. Thank God for being a tomboy, because that kind of saved me a little bit. But, no, I gained 60 pounds. So I literally, once I got the go to get on that machine, I remember the first day I tried it. My son had been such a great sleeper. He doesn't cry a lot. Everything right. was good. So I went upstairs to go get on the elliptical machine. And I was like, I'm going to go up there right now. He's sleeping. He's going to stay asleep. I got him in his cradle. I got him on a thing. I'm pushing it. And as soon as I got on the treadmill, like 20 minutes in, he's like, ugh! I was like, seriously? Mama got to lose these pounds right now. So either way, I got my game plan together. I was I had my baby at the gym with me. My trainer Gunner will tell you, like, he had an office space. We had his stuff around. I was like, I got to do what I got to do. Mm-hmm. And I was breastfeeding up until 4 months. So I had a system. I would wake up, breastfeed, throw my clothes on, eat, go to the gym, come back, breastfeed. Like, I was on a mission. Mm-hmm. And I literally just did it down to a science. Like, I was like, okay, I can go now 1 hour cardio. Then I trained, like, literally 2 to 3 times a day.
Jeez.
Yeah, so I did what I had to do. And, of course, I changed my eating regimen, like, you know. I still had moments where I put like pizza and like cheeseburger and french fries in there because you need that to break up the cycle. If you're like trying to do healthy stuff, you cannot be going like balls to the wall every day.
Right.
Like
right.
you're going to go crazy. Mm-hmm. So I made sure I still had like my fun stuff in there so I wouldn't plateau.
Gotcha.
And then I would go right back to it. And the craziest thing for me is I'm used to my body responding fast. I just remember looking up being like, What the slam ham? I'm like, how many more pounds do I have left? And why is it taking so long to get this 1 pound off? And then I did tons of water. Mm-hmm. My advice to anyone that wants to lose like weight, if you want to drop a lot of weight and you want to do it quickly, believe it or not, tons of water would alter your diet. I was losing like 2 pounds a day at some point. So, you know, I just was like, just go hard till you can't no more. Just run. Run, Forrest, run, basically.
And what was going on with the dreads? You had dreads in your hair once.
Yeah,
time.
I did.
That was weird. That
I experimented. Whatever. I mean, it was weird to you, but a lot of girls been rocking dreads. So I'm just saying, though, I sure did, but I tried them and I liked them.
You know, women like to change their hair.
You know what it was? It was convenient. It was like the concept of doing braids. And instead of doing braids, I did the dreads because I was like, you know, we always do braids. And they were faux dreads. And it was fun.
It was like a motherly look.
That's all right. I just became a mom, so okay. That's cool. I just became a mom, so whatever you want to say, you can hate on my dreads all you want to.
Let's talk about
but
acting.
I liked my dreads, and it was cute for me.
I ain't like that.
Okay. You
now,
know,
Rastafari. Let's talk about your acting, and I know you also have a variety show that you're a part of.
Yes,
as well.
Yes, yes.
But we did see you in some movies. And,
okay.
And now you have the what's I Can Do That. So
yes.
Talk about I Can Do That.
Yeah, you know what? Well, television and film is a world that I'm still, you know, warming up in. Mm-hmm. And it's a world that I really want to be a part of. And, you know, the latest film that I have done, or you know, was the one with Adam Sandler, mm-hmm. which was a lot of fun. Right. And just being able to work with someone like him was probably one of the best experiences I could have had.
Did you have to audition and do all of that?
Yeah, I did. I had to audition. And I was nervous as heck. But, you know, thank God I got the opportunity. Mm-hmm. But in reference to what I'm doing now, this is a show on NBC. It comes out, it airs May 26th, and it's called I Can Do That. And it's myself, Jeff Dye, who's a really cool actor. I'm sorry, a comedian and actor. Alan Richardson, Joe Jonas, Nicole Scherzinger. And I'm missing someone else right now. Marlon Wayans is the host.
Okay.
And Cheryl Burke. That's what I was forgetting. Cheryl Burke as well.
From Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, from Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. And so it's really a wide range of us on the couch. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what makes this show so cool and diverse, because you get a bit of comedy. You get a bit of us, you know, entertainers coming from our world. You know, we do this stuff every day. You know, the performing part of it. Marlon is so funny. He's the host of the show. He's hilarious. So you on this variety show, you get comedy, you get, you know, you also get to see us very vulnerable, because you get to see us doing things that we've never done before. So the theme behind I Can Do That is kind of like every week, three different acts come up on the stage, and they're things that we don't even know are going to come out. And we're like, when we see them doing it, we race up the stairs. These stairs, they light up. We race up the stairs to see, like, I want to do that first. And we see it like, I can do that. Mm-hmm. And so then we have to pick a partner that we do it with. And then basically we take like a week, and sometimes less than a week, to actually complete the challenge and like perform it in front of the fans after we've done it.
I had no idea what this show was about. I was trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
So
and then we compete against each other. So, you know, there's a point prize in the end, and there's a trophy in the end. Mm-hmm. And the fans, they vote every show. The fans are actually in the audience. Okay. And it's really funny. I can't tell you anything, but all I got to say is it's really funny. This voting system is hilarious. But it's really fun. It is a fun variety show. It's really like playing a live in-person video game. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, I'm like, I can't wait to see what's going to happen this week. Like, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. And I get to do so many things that I've never done before. Right. And I think that's what's great. And even as it relates to my chapter in my life, because I am in a lot of things that are unfamiliar to me. And I like that. I like that challenge. I like, because it allows me to grow. Mm-hmm. And so on this show, you get to see us be very vulnerable. You get to see us be challenged. You get to see us, like, you know, in states you would never see us in. Like, for example, in music, as artists, we really express only through music, basically, and videos.
Gotcha.
You know, and sometimes interviews we do. But, you know, you never really get to know us beyond that. And on this show, you get to see me, like, have fun and just be free and just
try
me.
Some new things.
Yeah, try some new things. Yeah. It's okay. A lot of things I can do, I've learned.
Now, you and Riri had like a little Twitter beef years ago. Did y'all have seen each other since then?
I haven't seen her.
Not at all?
Yeah, I haven't.
But y'all squashed it out, because I know you're on a baby.
You know
what?
With both of y'all different armies on Twitter, nobody wants to get in none of that beef.
You know what? I've always been a fan of her work. Mm-hmm. I'm happy for her. I've always said that I've never had any position other than that, you know, in reference to the things that have happened. I still can't tell you what and why till this day, but I've always had love for her music and stuff. So I mean, that's pretty much it with me. You know,
album Jackie is in stores.
It is. It's in stores. I am so proud of this album. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy. I worked with Dr. Luke. Mm-hmm. I worked with Harmony, Polo. I kept it really specific on this album. I had a vision that was very important to me to tell, musically, even the things that I talk about, you know, get ready to dance and have a good time. There's also great production by The Underdogs. There's some really cool, young, fresh energy, AC, a producer named AC, Lunch Money, who actually has a really great song out right now. called Bills. But either way, I was very specific about the vision on this album. And I'm just so proud of it. I really believe it's my best body of work to date.
Now and May 4th is still the date, right? May 4th.
May 4th is the date. My mom's birthday is May 5th, mm-hmm. which is so cool. So it's a special week, you know. And then I go on tour, starting my first dates are May 3rd.
Mm-hmm. Chicago.
Yep, Chicago's the first city. And I'll be going for the whole month of May for the first part of the first part of the tour, and then there's going to be a second part that mm-hmm. we'll announce later. But yeah, I mean,
what's wrong with Brazilian hair? I got to ask you.
You know, it was just fitting. You know, I got to give it to Teron, who really, really put his thing in this song, I bet.
I don't know what you're talking about. She looked at me. I don't know.
I wear Brazilian hair, so, but that, you know, that's how you describe the chickenette song.
Right.
You know,
okay.
She had Brazilian hair.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I know other girls with Brazilian hair was mad. Like,
No. Honey, I wear it all, honey, okay? Brazilian, all that good stuff. So that's that. But yeah, I'm really proud of this album. And then, of course, you just said the remix
that we're gonna play in the mix.
We are gonna play this exclusive. We're gonna have an exclusive moment right now, yeah. right on Power 105, with me and T.I.
Okay.
T.I. I think murdered this remix mm-hmm. For I Bet, and Harmony, of course, produced this song. But it's just a super duper fun remix. It's us two ATLians getting together, mm-hmm. and he also gets to represent the guys on this song, so it's not just for the ladies, okay? But he represents it well. Like,
I'm sure he does.
No, it's amazing. Like, he really went in on it, and there's also other remixes I have as well. There's one with Joe Jonas, mm-hmm. Which he also got to sing for the guys, too. So, but I'm holding it down on both ends. Okay. It's not just about going at the guys, okay? This song is for guys, too.
To respond to you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we all talked in the studio, men and women. We talked about real things, and I wanted to do that for this album, and I feel like we did it.
What are some other topics?
You know what? Now you're making me think. Let's see here. There's another song called Only One, mm-hmm. Which is, you know, where it's like where you're not going to be the one and only, like the, what is my words in there? I got to think about it. That's when I'm the only girl around. Yeah, but it's like based, like you're keeping it honest. Like, I'm not going to be just the only one, you know, when it's convenient for you. You know, I'm going to be the only one. Like, I don't play any other way. Yeah, you know, and just being the only one, mm-hmm. period. You know, like, I think that guys listening, this new generation, this new age should be about chivalry. It should be about just trying to step the game up. Mm-hmm. Like, we got to step it up. You know, and I don't know where I'm going with this, but you just made me think about this. Like, we've got to go to another level right now. Mm-hmm. Just I can't even explain it all the way, but like, whether it's even how people express in music, like, you know, girl got a girlfriend and this on three, girl, two girls on a girl. Like, I don't know what's going on right mm-hmm. now, but I believe that music is infectious mm-hmm. and it's very powerful. And I think we've got to use it a little differently. Mm-hmm. So on this album, I feel like I was able to do a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. There's some songs on there where you're going to get a little, you know, you're going to have to
little
put a little.
Sierra. Little
yeah, some ratchet on there now. I got the ratchet. I got the pop. I got the bottom. I got all of it on there.
But I agree with you. I was always saying I love when I see men that are committed to women and talk about getting married and wanting to
yeah,
be
it's
one person.
So much sexier.
I think that is really a... It's
you
great.
Know what? I'm trying to tell mm-hmm. you, it is so much sexier
it's way cooler.
To have your together. Mm-hmm. You know, it really is. And I don't even think, like, they always say, like, a person's more attractive when they're taken.
Right.
And, you know, you can't be afraid of that. Like, I just think we have to try to make the best of our lives and, you know, put good things in it, the best things we can. And you will have a much healthier life when you just live it better and when you try to live it as clean as you can. We're not perfect. We're all human. Mm-hmm. We all make mistakes. That is just what it is. But we just got to, like, just do more and I think talk about a little bit more than just, you know, this, I don't know what's happening these days. It's just mm-hmm. really turned up with the, I don't know how to explain it, but
certain things that get glorified are like, that's not even.
Yeah, it's like, come on now. Like, another girl got a girlfriend. I don't even know whose song that is, and I hope not to offend anybody right now because I'm not trying to. But you know,
but just the idea, the
just saying
of,
something a little.
That's Rico
yeah.
Love song.
Oh,
guy,
I
Rico
love Rico. Rico, I don't think I'm trying to talk bad about you because
Rico,
I'm
we
not.
We know you in a very happy relationship.
No, I love Rico, and see that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you know, Rico's amazing. So I don't want him to think. That line, girl got a girlfriend, came to my line because I think it kind of has been a theme throughout a lot of songs.
You're tired of these guys wanting girls to have other girls in the bedroom and be fine with
Let's
that.
Let's just talk about mm-hmm. something a little more. Teach the young girl something more. Lord, help us out now.
Value your penis, guys.
Well, we appreciate you joining us.
Oh, gosh.
Now, Charlamagne wanted to be here so bad.
Yes.
And he left some questions for you.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know what he said.
He needs to be in person to ask me questions. I don't like him messaging anything to me right now because I got a thing with him. Since he want to talk all this junk about me, he need to be sitting right there in that chair. Mm-hmm. You can try to throw some questions out there if you want to, but I'm just going to tell you, I'll come back again to see him. Because that's important to me. Like, you can't be up here talking about me all the time and then deliver questions via telephone or via email or whatever you want to call it. Like, I want to see him in person.
Right, because you managed to make it back from
I'm just saying,
in LA, right?
The day I decide to come to power, this is what happens, really? Mm-hmm. Like, I was really disappointed. I'm not going to lie to you. I wanted to walk up in here and see his face because I got a couple of things I might want to say to him. Not might, but want to.
All right. So if you wanted to say something to Charlamagne, what would you say? If
you
were sitting
you know
right
what?
There.
All I have to say about Charlamagne, it goes back to what I was just saying just now. You know, I'm not going to go do it the Charlamagne way because I think his way is just messy. Mm-hmm. But I just think he's got to put a little bit more in the universe than the things he talks about. Like, you know, it's one thing for you to have fun. Comedians joke all day. You know, people, you know, there's people that it's their job to, you know, be a jerk, okay, basically. And to be, not even a jerk, but to be, you know, to kind of have an opposite position within things and just to be kind of funny that way.
Thought-provoking. And...
Yeah, but I think there has to be a balance of what he does. Mm-hmm. You know, I think sometimes he goes too far for no reason. I don't think it's necessary to, like, you know, I remember when little mama was sitting here, I saw the interview. I thought it was bad how, I can't even remember everything he was saying, but I thought he went a little too far. Just
he did
a,
apologize for that, right?
Yeah, oh, okay, cool. So I didn't know. I didn't know
but
he apologized.
Angela Yee actually made her cry. It was Angela Yee that
up.
Actually
oh,
made
no,
her
no,
cry.
No. But whatever it was, I just think that there has to be a balance to it all. Like, you know, do your job. It's your job to be, you know, to make noise. That's what makes you who you are. People say Charlamagne because they know he's Charlamagne, you know. But just find some kind of balance with all of it, you know. That's my personal opinion. You know, have fun, do you. What you do doesn't affect me. You know, you're not going to stop me from making my money. Clearly, you haven't stopped me. You know, so that is what it is. But just, you know, kind of put a little more substance in all the stuff that he's doing. That's what I personally think.
Okay.
You're not going to ask his questions?
Yeah, if she wants to hear him, I can...
He, don't ask me. He needs to ask me.
She said no.
He needs to be here.
All right. What's Charlamagne's final thought? Play his final thought? All right, let's hear his final thought.
And let the record show, Sierra, I've never disliked you. I just simply, when your album only sold 15,000 records in the first week, I think it was called Basic Instinct, I just gave it a 21-gun salute and said that album was dead. Never your career, your album. It's
oh,
the difference.
Yeah, okay.
And I never thought you could sing, but I think you're a great entertainer.
Oh,
have a nice
oh.
day.
Let me tell you, first of all, it wasn't 15. It was really low, but it wasn't 15. So get that number right. But, you know, you can, it's like a, for me with him, either you one way or the other. Mm-hmm. He goes in on me every time. Everyone knows it. I kept thinking, I was like, did he try to talk to me? And I said, no. I'm trying to understand, why is he going so hard body on me? That's how I've always felt. I couldn't understand it because it seemed like it was very centered on me. Like,
right.
I could have done
it's
something
like a
really good.
Something.
It feels very personal. And I'm like, well, when I went to Wendy Williams back in the days, was it something? I just was really trying to think about, like, what is it with me? You know, but every successful person has their journey. You know, there's been times when every person that you see right now, the tip top of their game has been challenged. And those moments are what make you who you are. And I know for a fact I'm going to be here for a very long time. And Charlamagne knows it too. Okay, so whatever, you know,
it's
blessings and love to him too. I hope I can send some love into his little crooked heart he has.
Well, there you have it. Jackie in stores May 4th.
May 4th is the date.
We appreciate you joining us.
Thank
I'm glad you,
guys.
You decided to come up here. We were waiting
Me
for a
too.
Long time.
I couldn't wait. Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys.
All right, it's The Breakfast Club. It's Sierra.
Woo!
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I had talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.